Welcome to FOSDEM 2022 and to the talk Project Overview of Apache OpenOffice 2021 and 2022. My name is Peter Kovac. I'm committer on the project and I will present you my view on this topic. The first thing is a mission statement for Apache OpenOffice. It's something that has been discussed for a while on the PMC, and I use this now since I think we agreed upon that the statement is ready for publication and you can reach it on the Confluence Wiki. I think it's publicly available without login. So I thought it's a good time if we look back to start with it on the mission statement, what we thought. The order I present here is not necessarily the one used on file, but I think all important points are in there. So the first thing is about community. So we think that one main target of OpenOffice is overcoming the digital divide. Which digital divide it is. And here we see that people who are poor or have low income has not that access to IT services, IT stuff, and so on, and there's no fair product. So they mostly use free stuff, and sometimes free does not mean free, but your data is sold somehow. And Apache OpenOffice should be not in that direction. It should be a really free product that people can use. And with OpenOffice is in the direction of a document writing tool, calculation for personal use, and the third feature is making presentation like this one. It is in a best spot to be useful for everyone. Also going forward with what's going on with Web3 or the old cloud movement, we think that still OpenOffice has a place in a traditional way on a system that is on your desk and so forth. If it's a full-fledged PC or some other device is not the focus, but we think that people who use this should have an access to such a software and they should be able to use it. And the second thing is, which is I think related, OpenOffice dedicates itself towards to the public good. Public good is something where the publicity should benefit from it. Yeah, we do not produce the software for a profit or for business goal or something. It is there for the people to use and for having the need filled that people have, that they do not have usually access to. And in this mind, I think you can also see it in language and cultural order. So we want to integrate linguistic and cultural diversity. I think it's mostly thinking from our point of view at the moment in sense of languages. So there are over 6,000 languages exist on Earth, dead or alive. But usually in software you find something only from the important industrial nations, And there sometimes even the colonial history languages, yeah? So we want to keep integrating languages to OpenOffice, and we want to build the community to include a lot, as much languages as we can. And therefore, we want to make it also easy for people to attach to this IT effort. We want to make it able for people to join in this task, which is not simple, it is difficult, and that they can bring in their knowledge without having to overcome more of the hurdles that you usually have. So we want to drop the barrier line as much as possible. So we want to do this in use of open standards. So in our document we mention only two: the Core Web Standard and the Open Document Format. Open Document Format is traditionally our main focus on what Apache OpenOffice or OpenOffice in general produced, even if we are not any longer creating or dictating that format. So the OpenOffice community itself, yeah, so it's mostly driven by the Document Foundation, but still it is something we commit ourselves to implement and to support. And the other one is Core Web Standards. If we have other formats open, like OOXML included, that's to be discussed. And this is a good point to mention, that the mission statement which we have is a current discussion statement, and everyone should join this discussion on dev at Apache at openoffice.apache.org on the mailing list. And everyone is welcome to do this. Yeah, so just because I present here something and they're standing something somewhere, it doesn't mean it has to stay that way. Join the discussion, it is going on now, and it would be good for everyone. So we also believe, I mean, we in sense of PMC or the ones who discussed it till now, in the Apache way. The Apache way is that we make it possible to, as a community, to be open and to support collaborative software development. And software development just not means code writing, it means writing the web page, translating it to different languages, translating the software to different languages, writing guides, helping people who has issues. That's all part of the software development, from my point of view at least. The project itself is independent. The governance body is the PMC. And the PMC again recruits its members from its committers, so there's no outside force. It is only natural people that can be consist in the PMC, and committers can also be only people, no company or something. The foundation can only or will only supply hardware, communication techniques, support in business infrastructure like legal support or business tools that are normally not available to open source, but because of some connections and way they're available through the foundation. Yeah. So there's a clear split between the two, and I hope people don't mix it up. The next and the last point is in the mission statement is about continuing the legacy or the history. So Open Office has been contributed by Oracle in 2011, source code and the trademarks, and they're now with the Apache Foundation. That means that the Apache Foundation stewards the trademarks and keeps control on the source code to the conditions of the licensing, and they have clear policies what is possible and what not. And in this environment, IBM has also contributed their source code from the Symfony Office suite to Apache OpenOffice. And this is what we have today, and which we want to drive and continue with. And currently, I would say we are on track, even if it goes everything slow and not as the speech as some other people wish to, but wish is nice. This is reality, and we will stay. I think we will stay. So let's look back what we did in 2021, and then we will take a look in 2022. So in the last year, we have managed to bring out 3 releases. They were all focused on maintenance and security, and yeah, maybe old wine in new flask. No, maybe not. But we have released 3 releases, and this is much more than we have done in the past years. In the past years, we have only 1 release, usually in the second half now, or maybe 2 releases, but not this constant. I hope we can keep it up in 2022. This would be a good sign. There are 2 additions to be made. Code signing on Mac, so we always had the gatekeeper that made issues. We made some steps in the right direction, so if you download the gatekeeper, will not mock. It will start to jump in when you will actually start OpenOffice. This has not been managed to fix now. For that, we need to take some steps which are not ready yet. And the other thing is, since October, we are on the Windows 11 shop from Microsoft for free. And I think this is also a good step forward in terms of releases. And you can seamlessly switch from your installation on your disk, which is taken from our website, to the and in future use the Windows 11 shop for your updates. I think this is really, really great move. But not everything is about release and the software itself we use. Some things are about the infrastructure we use. So one thing is the Poodle translation website, which we use. We have established in 2021 or improved the way how we take the translation and include it with the code. There's now a sync between the two. And the second thing is that we have removed Google Analytics or the identification of users that visit our websites from all our websites. We used in the past the information for determining who is using OpenOffice to make predictions which target platforms to support. For example, we still support Windows XP because we still see, or we have saw people that use XP for as a platform to download OpenOffice, and it makes totally sense to support the website to support OpenOffice for that platform if people use it for this platform. The second thing is we migrated from the old Apache CMS to a new system for generating our websites, our static websites. So OpenOffice.org is a static system. Static means that each HTML site is, or each page is a website and not dynamically generated by code. We use GBake for www.openoffice.org. And the second thing is, or as an improvement, you can now much simpler change those sites. So we have a GitHub repository concerning openoffice.org, and you can make a suggestion how the website should change or addition, and if this website is accepted, then the page will change. So we use GitHub as a process, and you do not need to have a committer or anything else. You just need a user on GitHub. The page may be at the moment a little bit difficult to manage, but at the moment I think it's a step forward to lower the barrier to change pages. And the last point is, I have noted here, we have increased our or we getting in control better of the automatic testing framework that is part of OpenOffice development. And we have also started to add new tests to ensure code quality, to improve it. And we also started to edit new ways to test the code. So we hope that with an increased test automatization, we can produce better software with less errors and reduce errors in the software and provide a better quality. So changes on the development team in 2021 has been two additions and two leavers. Let's start with the leavers. Both have been withdrawn because, sadly, Andrew and John passed away. So they cannot stay with us. On the other hand, we have two additions on very active members to the PMC. They were also There are also active committers and help the project going forward. It's for one Pedro Lino and Arrigo Marchiori. I hope I pronounced these names well. So I'm very glad we have two new members who take great interest, and this makes the project a step better. So, looking into 2022, the topics I will present are not complete, but things that are that we need to tackle. Maybe not complete, but we need to make a step forward. We need to make a progress on them. And the first thing is the 4.2 version. As I said before, in the releases we have till now made only maintenance release. We are still publishing 4.1 version, and we need to get 4.2 into a state which we can release. And currently we have on the Confluence Wiki a list that lists all blocker issues that we think need to be fixed. And going through that list, I found out today that this list is more substantial than I thought, on the one hand. And on the other hand, there are also some points that we need to discuss, maybe. So, I didn't put all points here, but to give you a feeling, on this first page, all target systems which we have currently, which is Linux, Windows, and Mac, are affected by this. And as I said, some seems more important, some seems less important, some we have already on focus, like new language integration is something that goes on already. Integrating a script to simplify workaround for damaged profiles, this is something we should add. I cannot imagine that this is too difficult. Others, like the registry modification XMU causes problem, that might be a little bit more tricky to solve. Yeah. Others, like the convert old style service implementing a single interface to a new style. We have it as a blocker, but to be honest, I think maybe this is not something we should target for 4.2, because it's optional. And it's something maybe more convenient. Yeah. But we have also blockers not only in general, but also for Windows, some. And you see these are real issues, like ODBC Manager does not open. No way that we can release something like that. Or the Extension Manager hangs on macOS, which already hangs in 4.1, I think. But we should fix this. Yeah. And also, Linux is the best working platform at the moment, in my feelings. But to be honest, it's not. Also there, we have some issues on the roadmap that we should fix. One thing that is reported from the user forums as number one issue, and we should keep on it, and we should keep pressing to figure out why it's not working right, is the the issue where in certain conditions OpenOffice will cause an information loss on files. And you will only see this double crosses in the file, and this breaks work for users. So they work with their documents, and if they do not do active backups, then if they're unlucky, they run into this and it breaks them. This issue can be reproduced by now. It is very difficult to reproduce because the conditions is really conditioned around the idea that that when you shut down, and if OpenOffice writes in that millisecond its file, then this issue will appear. And you can only reproduce this by slowing down the process, the write process, by a significant amount. So you need a huge file to write, to save. And at the same time, you need to make the drive busy. So the best chances you have is on a USB drive that writes a lot of files and tries to save an OpenOffice document. And while it saves, you kill OpenOffice. At least in the issue 126869, John Ha describes such a reproducible case. I have myself not tried to, or not had the time to reproduce or set a system up that reproduces it. I have only done so far code analysis, which have to be continued, and this is something I really think that we should keep working on, and hopefully we find the fix for it. The second thing we have to wrap our ideas around is the Windows 64-bit port. This is basically currently stuck with the UNO bridge. The UNO bridge uses some ABI magic to connect C++ classes with the Java world. And this makes it difficult because we need to write Windows 64-bit assembler code, and currently no one knows what this includes or not. And in my personal opinion, I think we shouldn't. It's something that the compiler or the compiler should take care of. I think these people are much smarter than we are in this respect, or not smarter, but knowledgeable. And so we should investigate if we can find ways that we do not need assembler code and at the same time have the same feature. And if we are lucky, we don't break anything in respect of extensions or something. Yeah, and the last, this is the issue I heard about, or I memorized. We need to check if anything else blocks a 64-bit build on Windows. Maybe there are more, I don't know. The last topic I have is Friends of OpenOffice. In my awareness, it's getting harder and harder to develop software without paid resources. Currently, we do everything as volunteers in our free time, and there are only a few, I think only one, who sees any money from his work on OpenOffice. And the idea is to put on a broader, to put this on a broader basis. So we collect money through some channels. One idea was Patreon or GitHub. There are other ideas, and then we somehow spend that money to pay for people to change stuff. We need to find people who would invest in such an effort, and we need to think on how we take our partners. So the Apache Foundation, Bitworks, for example, on this journey too. So no one left gets behind, no one is fed overridden or over not talked, not included in this. So everyone is on board and can join this, or is fine with what we're doing. I think this is possible, at least if we look from the Apache Foundation. I mean, this is not really something new. Maybe the wording "Friends of Open Office" is new, but we already had a discussion on FOSDEM in 2017, something like this. And and back then it was already from, for example, signals from the Apache Foundation that they said, do something, we will be fine with it, we will find a solution how this can be worked out, but just get it started. And I think we should get it started. Yeah. So I hope this discussion will also move to the dev environment and to users by time, and I think this would be good. So that is what I have put together. I hope we have some more time for discussions or talking. I hope you find this informative and you agree or not agree with my points. And yeah, let me know what you think. Thank you. Bye.